Hey guys, Jay John of Asian Pop Radio, Jeanette and Jay John Show. This is probably one of the most random podcast episodes we've had in a while because while we were recording this interview with world's oldest K-pop fan, Cassandra Bredsell, the Village People were in the studio next to us. Absolutely random. Hey, if you like what you hear on our podcast, make sure you subscribe to us, rate and review us. And don't forget, you can stream us 24/7 by downloading our app free via the App Store. It's available on Android and iOS.
This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio. Tell me what you think of it.
And I was right.
This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show here on
and I was
Asian
right.
Pop Radio.
Hey, look who's back in the studio. It's Rob and Jeanette.
Yay! You know what they say, Rob and Jay John.
Two Robs make it right.
Hey.
I tried to do that joke yesterday. It didn't work then. It didn't work today.
No.
It's a flashback day. We're flashing all the way back.
I love flashing.
Yeah, you do.
Weirdly enough, you really do. That Village makes... people are still in my behind.
Yes. The village people.
I mean
people.
Behind me.
Anyway,
wait.
Listen to yesterday's show. You'll know what we're talking about. How are you, Rob?
I'm good.
Yeah. Producer Rob. Producer Rob, well, Rob won. It's like B1 and B2, the bananas, banana
R1,
chips.
R2.
Producer Rob,
yep.
You well?
Absolutely.
Tell us about today's show.
Today's show is a flashback from 5 years or more.
So we're not flashing, we're flashbacking.
Correct, flashbacking.
Ooh. 5 years or more.
Turning back the clock.
Five years or more. That includes Kimberly Chen, Nike Air.
FX, like OG FX.
My God, like Gangnam Style now 5 years ago. Wow.
Yeah,
and he
amazing.
Just came out with a new album.
We've got some tracks in there from What's Up, just before that, 2011. You've got songs from NMB48.
Even as far back as 2009.
That's pretty far back for Asian Pop Radio. That is a classic, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And from a group that disbanded so long ago.
And it's from the days of right back at their start, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the early days. But we'll get to that later.
We will. What are we going to kick off with? What track? What are we going to start with?
Psy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. With Gangnam Style.
Excellent. You might know it. Here it is on Asian Pop Radio.
Oh. Asia-wide hits. This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio.
Download our app via Google Play or iTunes.
Yeah.
It's free. You can hear Asia-wide hits 24/7.
Yeah.
You can wake up with Jeanette and Jay John.
Yeah.
Set your alarm. Boom. Jeanette in your ear. When you wake up.
Or wherever you want.
Yeah.
Wherever you want.
In the bathroom. While you're taking selfies.
Yeah.
On the bus.
Fun fact, I tried to FaceTime Rob while he was in the bathroom.
That's gross. Why did you do that? Like our Rob or your Rob?
Just to laugh at him.
Producer Rob or boyfriend Rob?
Boyfriend Rob.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you like to back that up?
That would be
No, I have to say I hate that when you accidentally go to FaceTime someone and then you're looking at your phone and then all of a sudden your big face comes up from chin and you're like, no, I didn't need to see that. That's not good. No one looks good in that angle. Do you agree? No one looks good like that.
True.
I think we can all agree.
Apparently I look like a fucking marshmallow.
Marshmallow?
Yeah. Apparently I look like a marshmallow.
Is that what you said? You said she looks like a marshmallow.
No, she said that about herself.
Wow.
But I agree with it. No, I'm just kidding.
Social norms. What's the deal? You guys were talking about something before the show tonight. A bit of a thing happening on Facebook. Do you want to share some insight?
Robert?
What's appropriate? What's not appropriate? Tell us your story, Rob. Come on. Do. Call it person A. Let's just call them Bob.
Bob. That's well, technically that would be me, wouldn't it?
Okay, this is getting weird. Jeanette, do you want to make sense of this for us?
Just the social norm. So me and Rob were talking about a topic.
Yep.
Someone's friend called someone something.
Okay.
It was supposed to be a compliment. Underlyingly, wasn't a compliment at all.
So I'm confused. Can you give it some more context? So someone said something.
Rob, where are you from?
Rob, where are you from? Which Rob?
Producer Rob.
Well, here, Victoria.
He's Dinky Die. Dinky Die.
Is that what you mean?
Mate.
That's so weird. Yeah. We'll just go with that.
Cool.
So how would you feel if I said you look good for an Australian?
Ooh.
You
look pretty good for
I don't know. It doesn't really faze me. I'm But you're probably asking the wrong person.
I think I know where I'm going with this.
So what if I said you look good for a Dutch person, man, male?
Well, there would be an assumption that usually you wouldn't find people of a Dutch background to be particularly attractive. So to say that I look good for a Dutch kind of suggests that it's a backhanded compliment.
Well, there we go. J-John's Dutch.
Yeah, I'm half, well, halfy. I'm a halfy Dutch Aussie.
What if you look good for a half?
Does a half ever look bad? I think we can all agree on that. When someone's half something else, they always look good. Big mix of both worlds.
You kind of fell far from that.
Oh!
I'm kidding.
But I think I know where you're going with this. So, like, for example, my housemate was, like, Malaysian, and he used to get people writing to an app writing, you look pretty good for an Asian, which is a disgusting thing to say to someone. And I'm sure that happens to a lot of people of an Asian background on apps all the time. Anyone, I guess, different to Caucasian, because the majority of people, you're a Caucasian, right?
Is calling someone exotic a compliment?
Well, I don't know. I'm not exotic. I think it's a weird thing to say. Well, I would put that into the same category as calling someone oriental. It's a weird thing to say.
I think of, like, noodle flavour when someone says oriental.
Exactly. But exotic as well. Like, you're a bit exotic. Like, what does that mean? Doesn't that just make them feel like they're out of place, like they don't belong, like because it's somewhere different to
it's
here?
It's like you're different.
Yeah.
But you're all right.
So someone mentioned that someone looked exotic. Is that what the thing is?
Someone said you look pretty or you look okay for a...
exotic chick.
For a whatever...
right.
Race they were.
Yeah. Completely offensive.
100%.
So what, did the person take it as a compliment?
Nah.
Right.
She blasted about it. But
on Facebook, outed them. Mm. Named and shamed.
No, like the person, like right then and there when she said it, like backlashed at her.
Ah, okay. So she posted that and said this particular person looks good for...
it was a real conversation.
Right. Well, you're really not giving me much to work with.
No, so it was a conversation between two people and then she went, oh, you know, you look pretty good for...
okay. So the question is it ever appropriate to say you look pretty good for a blank, regardless of the background?
Yeah.
I say no. You?
No.
Rob?
No.
Rob.
What?
Okay, good. Producer Rob. That's Producer Rob, everyone.
Doesn't face him.
Do you think it's appropriate? Post it. Like, if you're listening to the podcast, tell us in the comments. Do you think it's appropriate to ever say you look pretty good for a Asian, or you look pretty good for a Aussie, or you look pretty good for an African American? Like, is it ever appropriate? We don't think so. But share your thoughts. Maybe you think it is. We'll post it on Facebook as well and see what you think about that. Because I reckon there'll be a good few people that have different takes on that. What do you guys reckon?
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's do it.
All right. Cool. Shall we go to a song? And then we'll have a chat to Miss Mo later on in the program.
Mo.
Jamie Fong with The Most Critical Fast from 2008. This is our oldest star song of the episode of the day. Get excited, Asian Pop Radio. If you like that, guys, remember to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Podomatic. And if you can rate and review us, that would be awesome too, because that really helps. Don't forget you can download our app free via the App Store. It's available at iTunes and the Google Play Store.